Welcome to Mara and Jake's Magical Minis, tiny tales with big heart and a little magic for your day. Tonight's story is called When the Moon Got Stuck. One evening, as the magical forest snuggled into its nighttime hush, something strange happened. The moon stopped moving. It hung halfway across the sky, stuck, casting a soft light on half the forest, while the rest stayed in sleepy darkness. Bella the bunny peeked out her window and whispered, "That's not right." But only Lyric the cat, keeper of ancient knowledge, knew what it meant. She raced through the trees and into the magical cave, glowing orb in paw, until she reached a shelf covered in dust dreams and retired relics. And there, resting beside a crystal hourglass and a sleepy broom, was Alora the Wand. A little grumpy, a little sparkly, and very much retired. Lyric bowed low. "The moon is stuck," she said. "The sky won't shift. We need your help." Alora flickered with old magic. "I said I was done with rescues," she huffed. "Done with drama, done with lullabies." Lyric paused, then whispered the words that only an ancient wand would understand. "The night is waiting for your light." Alora shimmered, then sighed. "Fine, but you owe me a polishing." They climbed to the top of Sleepy Hill, where Bella was waiting, holding a tiny moon map. Together they raised Alora to the sky. Lyric spoke the ancient words. Bella sang a lullaby shaped like a circle. And the moon, it began to move again, slowly, gently, gratefully. The forest exhaled. Alora gave a tiny wink. "Still got it." And Lyric smiled. "You never lost it. Always remember MJ Gang. Sometimes even the oldest magic just needs a little nudge and a friend who believes. And sometimes the moon just needs a song to find its way home."